latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The judge investigating potential corruption in the case of the leader of the Partido Popular in Orihuela, Pepe Ferrando, has ordered proceedings against one of the private companies involved, who may have received work assigned by the politician when she was a councillor for culture in the municipality. It's alleged that rather than putting contracts out to public tender, the work was split up and shared amongst other companies, the award for work, which would then fall within the financial limits of requiring to go to public tender, and could be assigned by the councillor freely. Now, according to reports, the judge is calling for a financial and tax investigation into a company named Pepe Ferrando Protocolo y Eventos SL, a design and events management company named after the politician, of which the accused councillor is believed to be involved along with her sister. The court note states that the judge has asked that the Economic Crime Unit and the Prosecutor of the National Police investigate the company in order to ascertain whether there was possibilities that they could have been receiving orders for work from the council. However, this is just an investigation with no evidence at the time to suggest wrongdoing, as the company was formed in 2007, whereas the case in which Fernando is being investigated was when she was in the Council for Culture post between 2008 and 2011, and she's not thought to have any direct active role within the company which bears her name during that period. Along with Ferrando, the representatives of nine companies are under investigation as part of the Fitur exhibition case, many of which seem to share both a geographical location and, in some cases, board members or partners. They're facing criminal charges of malfeasance, embezzlement, fraud, and possible bribery. Ferrando has always denied the existence of anomalies and stressed that the case will simply serve to prove her innocence, as those who accused her did not understand the recruitment process and argued that she simply followed the recommendations of two of her advisors who, according to Ferrando, made contact with the representatives of these companies to commission the work.